On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, I'm going to tell you why you need to stop posting about real estate all over social media.
The Massive Agent Podcast, with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 15 of the Massive Agent Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Dustin Brome, your host. I am the founder of Search Salt Lake and SaltLakeInsider.com in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm a real estate agent here, and I'm also the founder of the brand new Massive Agent Society, which is now officially live. This is the first podcast to be released since the society opened up for registration. You can go check that out at MassiveAgentSociety.com if you're new to the show and don't know what that is. Now, if you haven't yet, please go subscribe to the show, whether that's on Stitcher, on iTunes, wherever. That way, every time a new episode comes out, every Thursday morning, you're going to get a notification, and it's going to pop up. And also, we are now on Instagram. Please go over to @MassiveAgent on Instagram. Follow us. I'd love to follow you back. I'm going to be putting out more and more content there as we start to build out that profile. I know we're super late to the game on Instagram. I mean, I have my other profiles, you know, Search Salt Lake and all that. But as far as Massive Agent, we're now on Instagram. So go check us out there. And at the end of the show today, today's massive Q&A question, it's a really good one. It's a very common one, and it's about Facebook ads. So Michaela Worthington Adams in Richmond, Virginia asks, how do you retrieve the leads when you're running a Facebook lead ad? It's a very common issue. Facebook does not make it easy, but there's a solution that once you set it up, it makes it very easy. I'll answer that today at the end of the show. Now, before I dive into explaining what I mean by stop posting real estate shit all over social media, I'll explain why. I'll explain exactly what I mean by that. This is extremely important. But I'm kind of on a rant today, but it's going to be an educational rant. Before I get into that, one last time, the Massive Agent Society is open. The Massive Agent Society, if you're new to the show or you've just been ignoring me, which is fine. Most people do. I get it. We've put together a system, a platform, a lead generation system where by becoming a member, you are getting access to a bunch of different Facebook ads, ads for buyers, for sellers, for loan officers. You have specific ads to get new buyers and new refis. But it's a platform that you log into. It's a membership site. You log in and you can just say, oh, I want to run that ad. It has step by step. It says, use this image, use this headline, use this audience to target. You just copy and paste, and run the ad yourself. It's so simple. One of the biggest things that a lot of my coaching clients and you know, just people in general were asking me was, okay, I know how to run a Facebook ad, but what type of ad should I run? Like, you know, knowing how to run one is the easy part. Being creative enough to know what ads to run and which, you know, how to make them most effective, that's the hard part. And so that's why I put this society together. It's a whole database of those. Go over to MassiveAgentSociety.com. And on the FAQ page, there's a link to that up in the header. On the FAQ page, I actually do a video walkthrough, like a behind the scenes of what it looks like when you're a member, when you log in, what you actually have access to and what it looks like. So if you want to see that, I have that up on the website now. Go check that out. And there's more. It's more than just the Facebook ads database. The catch here, and it's not really the catch, it's the best freaking part in my opinion. We only allow one agent or lender per market. So once, like for example, Austin, Texas is already gone. Okay, Seattle is already gone. Not all the suburbs and everything, just, you know, Seattle proper is gone already. San Antonio was just sold out this morning. You know, we have Northern Orange County in California, Newport Beach and Costa Mesa, California are sold. But there's a lot of markets where there's still availability. Like, I think all of Florida is still open. Most of Texas, except for Austin and San Antonio, you know, Chicago. And, you know, the different markets within Chicago are still available. In the Los Angeles area, Beverly Hills is still available, like Simi Valley, like all these areas are still available. The reason we do that is we're giving you these Facebook ads to run. It's not cool and it doesn't work very well if there's 15 other agents in your same market running the exact same ad to the same audience. by competing with those other agents, it's going to cost everybody more money for their ads, which sucks. But then it looks terrible. If the consumer is seeing that you and Joe and Susie and Sally are all running the exact same ad, they're going to be like, what the hell is with these guys? And they're going to have a lower opinion of all of you because they're going to notice. So we limit it to one agent per market. Another benefit to that is you don't have to worry about in our members-only Facebook group community, you can openly share ideas. You can openly ask questions, share ideas, tell people what's working for you, what isn't working for you, ask for advice. And nobody has to have their guard up. Nobody has to worry about their competition being in the same group and knowing what, and having your competition see what you're doing. It's open. You're the only one in your market. And what that creates as a byproduct is another huge benefit of the society is our exclusive referral network. Because there's only one agent or lender per market, that means that for everybody joining, we now have a built-in referral network, and we're creating a custom Google map to kind of show you, what territories are available, who's the agent in those areas so you can refer business to. But if you're in, for example, like Des Moines, Iowa, and that's your market and you're the only one there, and somebody in Miami, Florida has a seller to refer to you, they're going to go check the referral network. They're going to see you're the only one in Des Moines and you're going to get the business. How freaking awesome is that? So there's so many benefits to only one agent per market. I'm not going to go much more into it than that, but go to massiveagentsociety.com. Basically, I just created a platform and a system that I wanted. Okay, I've been looking for something like this for a long time. And there's bits and pieces like this service over here offers some of it. This one over here offers some of it too. But putting it all together, I really feel like this is going to be one of the best values in the industry. And if you're interested at all in generating leads for yourself, and more importantly, taking matters into your own hands, being in control of your own lead generation rather than outsourcing it to Boomtown or Zillow or any of these other guys, which are a hell of a lot more expensive than the Massive Agent Society, by the way, a hell of a lot more. But you're taking matters into your own hands so that when the market turns, like we talked about last week, and the market crash is coming at some point, if you know how to generate leads for yourself, you're going to be able to crush it and take market share from all your competitors. So if that sounds interesting on any level, go to massiveagentsociety.com and get the information you need, okay? All right. Now, I said at the beginning that you need to stop posting real estate content online, okay? And I mean that. Like, literally, I think you should be doing 90% non-real estate related content, specifically social media. Like, okay, if you're blogging, I understand the value and importance of having real estate related content on your blog, okay? I've done that on my blog on Search Salt Lake. I do real estate stuff there, but I still mostly do non-real estate stuff. Make it all about your local area, the 10 best coffee shops, the 5 newest sushi joints that you haven't heard of, the 10 best playgrounds in the city. Where are the best, what are the 10 best hikes to go on with kids? Like that type of stuff. First off, it does very, very well on social media, okay? When you're putting out an article like that, or maybe it's a video or whatever, and you put that out there, that's the type of stuff that people share. How do I know that? Because that's the stuff I share. That's the stuff I see you guys sharing. It's all local stuff. And that's a great way to break down the barrier that people have when they see that here's a realtor putting out, come to my open house, get a free list of homes, I sold 27 houses yesterday. Like that type of stuff that's all over their goddamn Instagram profile like some of you have. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it. Stop that crap, because when you're constantly putting out real estate content, people tune you out. I tune you out. You tune out other agents that do that shit all the time. And guess what? For people, and we're in the industry, we're actually interested in marketing. So if we're tuning you out, imagine what the average consumer, the average homeowner or potential buyer is doing. If they're not actively in the market to buy or sell a house, they're just scrolling right past. Some of them are hiding your content. They're, clicking the little button and say, hide. I don't want to see this shit anymore. So it's actually hurting you, because the algorithm on Facebook and Instagram is realizing, okay, nobody's interacting with this content. Nobody's clicking like, nobody's commenting, nobody's sharing, and they're going to start giving it less and less reach. So then 4 months down the road, if you write this amazing article about the 10 best coffee shops in town, Facebook's not going to share it with them, because you've been training Facebook and Instagram that nobody likes your content. And so Facebook's not going to show shitty content to people when you've told them that your content is shitty. So you have to be conscious of this. Okay. And I don't have any notes for this episode right here. I'm just kind of ranting a little bit because as I've been building the Massive Agent Instagram profile and, you know, I've been following a bunch of other realtors and whatnot, I've also been seeing the content that some of you guys put out. It's embarrassing. Like I see a lot of people doing it right where they show aspects of their city, cool views, landmarks, you know, they highlight restaurants and a new bar and, you know, this new dance studio just opened, like that type of stuff. That's the right way to do it because that's what interests people. And then they don't care if they're getting that from the Wall Street Journal or from Huffington Post or, you know, Dustin the Realtor. They don't care that I'm a realtor because they're interested in the content and they don't have their guard up thinking that a real estate agent's sales pitch is coming. They're just interested in that content. But guess what happens as a byproduct of that? When they're consuming your content and it's all local, they naturally think you are the local expert. You're training them to think that you are the local expert. Not to mention, if you also show off some aspects of your life, like if you know, your family, your kids, things you do, if you go hiking, if you go, you know, you go to a basketball game, whatever, and you're showing your life, people can then start to make a connection with you personally. I want you to think about that for a second. Like, that's why Snapchat and Instagram stories is so damn powerful, like we've talked about on previous episodes. It lets people see your personality. It lets people get to know you. And if you have a sense of humor, you know, they can connect with that and they start to decide, hey, I like this person. Couple that with you putting out all this local content, teaching them about, you know, this new coffee shop maybe they've never heard of, or you're showing them, hey, there's this awesome hike that's great to bring kids on and it has this view of the valley, you know, that kind of thing, or this view of the city. They're starting to like you. They're getting to know your personality and knowing you as a person, and you're teaching them that you're the local expert. When it comes time for them to sell their house, who the hell do you think they're going to call? Do you think they're going to call the realtor who every single day, maybe even multiple times a day on Instagram, they put up some stupid inspirational quote and then their little headshot that's 14 years old of them in the tie with their goddamn arms crossed, or, you know, and then their phone number, if you have any real estate needs, call me. And they do that every day. And it's always open house, new listing, open house, price just reduced. We just sold this house. I just got 48 new clients yesterday. Are they going to hire that person? Or you, the person that all of a sudden they've come to like and they got to know and who now they trust as the local expert? We all know the answer. You guys all know this because this is how you act in your own personal lives. So many of us are marketing differently than the way we act in our own personal lives. We totally disregard, and I don't think it's a conscious disregard, but so many of us just don't think about and don't consider the way we act and the way we receive information when we're scrolling through Facebook and we're scrolling through Instagram. We don't think about how we feel. We just think, oh, I'm marketing now, so I'm going to do something different. No, everybody's doing the same shit. Like, nobody likes to see the constant sales pitches and the, you know, I sold this house in 3 hours. And it's the best time to sell ever. And you've said that every week for the last 3 years. It's never been a better time to sell. Like, I get it that there's a lot of truth to that. But to the consumer, they see it as very disingenuous. They think you're full of shit. Because they're like, now's the best time to sell? That's what he said last month. And that's what he said the month before that. And they'll probably say it again next month. They don't care that what you're saying might have merit. They just think you're full of shit. So you have to be conscious. I really think that you need to be posting 90% non-real estate related content online on your social media. Have it be personal stuff, letting people get to know you. If you have a sense of humor, you know, or whatever, if you're really into the outdoors, if you go camping a lot, show off your life. Let people get to know you personally, because as we've all been taught from day one, hopefully, and if not, thank God you found this podcast. People hire people who they know, like, and trust. People buy from those they know, like, and trust. And there's no way that somebody can get to know you, like you, or trust you if all you put out on social is listings, open houses, humble bragging, real estate, houses, real estate, houses, houses, real estate. See what I mean? I know I'm probably stepping on a lot of toes here, and I'm not sorry about it. Because I feel like by not kind of smacking you upside the head with some reality, and not really reality, but just a different perspective that you probably haven't thought about, by smacking you upside the head with that, I'm doing you a favor. Okay? I'm helping you, because letting you continue on turning people off, causing people to tune out, and in turn causing Facebook and Instagram's algorithm to turn you off too, by doing all that, like, that's not doing you any favors. So if you've been doing a lot of the stuff I'm saying you shouldn't be doing, it's okay. You can stop right now. You can change your outlook. You can change the way you've been doing things. It's never too late. Okay. But if you're so damn stubborn and you're like, no, well, I got a buyer from that, so it works. Well, what if you would have gotten 27 freaking buyers, but you only got one because you've turned everyone else off? I think if you really listen to what I'm telling you, and the way I've described it, you know I'm right. Some of you guys will just be too damn stubborn to reverse course or to change course or make a slight adjustment in your marketing. You guys that have been listening for a while, you've kind of heard my story a little bit about content marketing and how I got into content marketing. Episode number 8, I really go into my story of how I switched from door knocking and cold calling and everything to content marketing to attract business, and how it changed my life. It changed my business. It changed everything. If you haven't heard that, go back to episode number 8 and listen to that. It'll give you a little bit more context. But you guys that have been following me and that, you know, we've connected, we've become friends and whatnot, or you're in the Snapback Live real estate group on Facebook, you know that I've been having a ton of success, as have many, many other agents and loan officers. Those of us that think of ourselves as a media company first, a media company, a local media company, just like the Salt Lake Tribune or the LA Times or, you know, the Miami Herald. Like, what kind of content do those guys cover? And I'm not talking news and politics. I'm talking about all the local stuff, right? You know, reviews of restaurants, reviews of events, concert, interviewing principals at high schools, whatever. Like, that type of stuff. Those of us that have focused on that and then do very little real estate content, we've been seeing a lot of results. Guys, that's possible too. And there's something, I almost said magical. That sounds so damn stupid. There's something powerful and special, if you will. Again, that sounds stupid. You get what I'm trying to say. There's something about switching to trying to chase down business and convince people to hire you and trying to, I'm the best agent. These people are not as good as me. Like, having to convince people sucks. But when you put out content, you get somebody to know you, like you, and trust you. They think you're the local expert, and they love watching your content when it comes out. They don't have their guard up thinking, oh, it's a real estate agent doing, they're just like, oh, cool. I just learned about this new restaurant. I just learned about this new park. I just read the 10 best sledding hills in Salt Lake, like that type of stuff. Then they're going to think of you. They're going to be jumping out of their seats to hire you. All of a sudden, you're going to get a phone call or a text or an email, and they're like, hey, we need to sell our house. You're our guy. You convert 100% of those. It's so much more enjoyable too, creating this content and marketing this way, marketing without expecting anything in return directly. Of course, we want business eventually, of course. But like, by writing an article or doing a video, you don't expect that you're going to get 5 buyers from that. And anyone who doesn't respond is an asshole. You know what I'm saying? By focusing on attraction, you enjoy it. It's so much more enjoyable than constantly making phone calls and going door knocking and that constant grind that wears you down. Even if you're like, oh, it's working for me. That's okay, but you can't do it forever. And it may be working for you, but what if you also, in addition to that, started building your online presence, started putting out some content, building a blog, building a YouTube channel, even if it's just your Instagram profile and it becomes one of the best local media Instagram profiles, like, you're going to get so much organic business from that if you wanted to, you could just stop cold calling. I could talk about this till I'm blue in the face, but I'm just going to stop this little rant here by saying, if you're posting more than 10, maybe 20% real estate stuff, you're going way too far. You're doing way too damn much, and you're causing way too many people to tune you out. If you keep listening to this podcast, and if you're new, if you go back to some of the previous episodes, we talk a lot about attraction marketing, content marketing. You're going to hear a lot more of it. But guys, that is how you have to market in 2018 and beyond. Because I don't know about you, but I've become so cynical and just so overwhelmed by the constant ridiculous sales pitches, not just within our industry, but from everybody, right? That I immediately shut down. Like, whenever I get a phone call from a solicitor, I just... Oh, by the way, here's a tip for you. Whenever you get the solicitors, like us agents get 13 times a day, I swear to God, and it's always somebody trying to sell a realtor something, and it's usually pure crap. Just tell them, oh, I'm not in the business anymore. I'm not in real estate anymore. I quit. Boom. They'll hang up so damn fast, your head will spin. I love doing that because they're there to sell something to a realtor that only appeals to a realtor, and all of a sudden you tell them you're not one anymore. You're no longer a customer, a potential buyer. Well, off topic, but that's a great tip. Just start telling these solicitors, you're not in the business. But every time I get a call, I'm just like, oh, no. The way that people get through to me and get me to buy is through content marketing. When I first went with my Easy Agent Pro website back in the day, and by back in the day, I mean like, what, 2.5, 3 years ago, whatever, seems like a decade ago. I was like, well, that's way too much money. I was thinking a website was $40 a month, right? Dear God, if only I knew then what I knew now. But the reason they got to me is they kept giving me new content all the time, like a video training on this, video training on this, a blog article about this. And they gave out so much awesome free content that I almost felt obligated that I had to hire them. But I also felt like they were the best because they had kept working on me over time. And by marketing this way with content marketing, with putting out good content, highlighting your local area, and guys, let me just clarify, some of that can be real estate stuff, but only if you have like a $3 million listing that has this amazing walk-in shower, you know, with this amazing backyard. Like, yes, people like to see, they love to see that stuff, especially on Instagram and Facebook and everything. So that stuff's okay. But if it's just like an average 2,000 square foot Rambler at the median home price, it hasn't even been updated. Like, nobody wants to see that stuff. Seriously, just be conscious. Be conscious of what gets your attention on social media and what you tune out, what you scroll by. Start noticing the people that you've tuned out. Maybe you've even unfollowed them. Start thinking about why. Why did you unfollow so-and-so? Now, for me, most people I unfollow, it's because they're just incessant with their political nonsense on social, and I can't freaking handle it. Both sides. Like, even the side that I tend to agree with most, the people that are just constantly droning on about politics and our side's good, the other side's bad, you've been unfollowed. You just have. And that means other people are doing it too. So stop being political on social unless you want to alienate people. That's fine. If that's your business model, go for it. Yeah, I've gone off on a lot of tangents, but I think you get the point. Start attracting business. And that means stop posting real estate content online. Focus on your local area and yourself, your personal life. People hire realtors that they know, like, and trust. You do the same in your life. You're not going to go hire, you're not going to go to a dentist that you don't know, that you don't like, and that you don't trust. Why the hell would you? Would you hire a nanny that you didn't know, like, or trust? It's the same thing. You have to get people to know, like, and trust you. And constantly posting listings and open houses and stupid goddamn inspirational quotes that aren't that inspirational, especially when people consider the source. You know what I'm talking about. If I stepped on your toes today, I'm not sorry. But I hope you know why I'm doing it. I'm trying to help you, to give you a perspective that's going to help you and help enrich your career and enrich your life and put more food on your family's table. Guys, this stuff is no joke. Content marketing is real. It works. You have to understand the consumer and their attention. You have to start training yourself to notice what people pay attention to and what they don't, and start marketing accordingly. I hope this reached at least one of you guys. If this broke through to one of you today, one of you who has been putting out just a bunch of real estate nonsense, and if that gets you to reverse course or, you know, change course and start being the local expert, putting out actually interesting things, then I'm so damn happy, because I just want to break through to one of you guys on this. Okay, the massive Q&A. So I went back, I had some people ask me some questions on Facebook a while ago, and I dug deep and I found one, because I've been getting this question a lot, especially now that the Massive Agent Society's launched. We're using Facebook lead ads quite a bit. For you guys that may not understand the distinction, Facebook lead ads are when you're using Facebook's lead capture form. So when you click on the ad, sometimes it can take you off of Facebook to somebody else's website or landing page or whatever, right? But a Facebook lead ad, Facebook has their own lead capture form that populates, It autofills with your information. The lead just has to hit submit. Once they do, it sends the lead to wherever destination you wanted them to go. Like if it's a list of homes, if it's a video, if it's an article, whatever. But they'd never have to leave the Facebook platform to submit their information to you. So Facebook lead ads are super powerful. There's just one issue, and that's actually retrieving the leads. Now, if you're a Massive Agent Society member, there's a training video in there where I record my screen and show you how to set this up. But Facebook does not send you a notification whenever you have a new lead through a Facebook lead form. They don't send you a notification. They send you a notification for every freaking thing else. Like, you know, Joe Bobby is eating at McDonald's, so here's a notification. But they don't tell you when you have a lead. That's just the way it is. You can find them if you look in your ads manager and it says, oh, you have four leads. You have to like go to your page, publishing tools, lead forms, click on the leads, download a CSV file. You have to download a CSV file to get the lead's information. So as we all know, you have to respond to an online lead within 5 minutes or you have basically no shot of converting that lead. They have to be responded to within 5 minutes. So the solution to getting those leads is to use something called Zapier, Zapier. Now, this unfortunately, it costs $20 a month, but this is well worth it if you're running Facebook ads, okay? Zapier, and it does a hell of a lot more than just this Facebook ad connection. Zapier is like a bridge between the Facebook platform and your CRM or Agentology if you're using them as your ISAs or your buyer's agent or a text message to yourself, whatever. Zapier is the bridge that connects different services. So whenever a new lead comes in, Zapier will automatically and instantly send, you know, maybe you have an email set up to go to your buyer's agent, a text message to go to your buyer's agent or your inside sales agent, or maybe you just want a text message yourself. Zapier can set that up for you. It can also at the same time zap, they call it zapping. It'll zap your leads information over into your CRM and they can automatically be added to a drip campaign. So they can automatically get a text message response from you if they're added to a certain campaign. Zapier makes it automatic so that these people aren't falling through the cracks. Because I know a few of you guys and a few dear friends that they set up Facebook lead ads. They forgot the whole, how do I get the leads part? They did everything else right. But then they're like, 3 weeks later, they're like, oh shit, I've had this ad running for how long? Where's all my leads? And then they go log in. They see that, oh, I have like 37 leads. Yeah. And they're like 3 weeks old. Awesome. At least I know the ad works. But it's so important. There's a video in the Massive Agent Society, and I believe I even sent it out to the Massive Agent Society email list too, that shows you a walkthrough of how to set up the lead forms. Oh, it's also on the Massive Agent YouTube channel. Okay, I created a channel just for a bunch of training videos for the society. I'm going to be making a lot of them public so that you don't have to be a society member to get access to them. But a lot of Facebook ads, training videos are going to be there on the Massive Agent YouTube channel. So go check that out. That specific one is there. So if you're running your own lead ads and you want to know how to actually get the leads, go check out the Massive Agent YouTube channel and that video. But that's how you do it. You need something called Zapier. There's a couple other solutions out there, but they're like $10 a month and they're not worth it at all. Pay the $20 a month to Zapier, get that connection. You can have it go right into your CRM, which then assigns them to a drip campaign instantly. You can have a text message sent to you or to your buyer's agent, to your ISA, send it over to Agentology, whoever. It's fully customizable, but Zapier makes it instant, so then you don't have to download the CSV file of your leads. And if you guys have a question that you want me to answer here on the Massive Q&A part of the show, go over to the Massive Agent Podcast Facebook page and message the page, and our chatbot is set up to prompt you to submit a question. So go to our chatbot. You can even type it in directly, m.me/massiveagent. Massive Agent takes you right to our chatbot, follow the Massive Q&A path and submit your question. And then I'd be happy if I get 10 questions, I'll, you know, pick the best one. And maybe the next week I'll get to another one, but I want to answer as many of your questions here on the show as I possibly can. And that's how you can submit a question. I hope that was helpful. Facebook lead ads are amazing and on so many levels, but there's a few extra layers of complication and getting the leads is one of them. All right. Thanks so much for listening to episode number 15. Again, if you guys have not subscribed to the show yet, please do. That way, every time we release a new episode, every Thursday morning, it just shows up in your podcast app. It's there. You don't have to do it manually. You won't have to forget about it. And go check out MassiveAgentSociety.com. I'm super excited about that. There's still some major markets in the U.S. that are still available. And there's more information on what the hell the society even is over at the website. I hope I got through to at least one of you guys. This will all be worth it for me if I broke through to one of you, because I think you'd all agree, within our profession, the noise from other real estate agents on social is absolutely out of control, and it's not helpful. It's not helping them, their brand, their business. It's not working. So it's time we change. It's time we start understanding the way we need to market in today's world and actually freaking do it. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day. Go sell some homes.